Harry and Gawndy on Nova.
So we have a bit of fun on this show for a Sunday morning. We tell some stupid...
We keep it pretty light.
No doubt about that. But something that happened yesterday, and I'm just going to tell you the story.
Okay.
There's no punchline at the end. It's just...
A story that happened.
It's just something that happened to me.
I like how you're building people up and selling... Now, look, it's not funny.
Well, I don't know how to tell this story, but this happened yesterday, so I'm just going to tell you what happened. So where we live, there's an Airbnb upstairs. It's one house, but it's two separate areas.
So the top area is rented out as Airbnb?
Yeah, it's completely separate. There's two rooms up there. There's a kitchen and, you know, it's completely separate to ours.
Yeah, cool.
And it's blocked off by a stairway. But they rent it out for an Airbnb.
Yes.
And above our room is the room that they obviously sleep in. And we hear a lot of noises coming from that house.
Okay.
A lot
of the time. Is it like an old house or something?
Yeah, it's an old Queenslander-style house.
Okay, so and there's not like a firewall or anything.
We're always hearing, you know, strange noises. You know, when the chairs get moved from the dining table and stuff, it's creaking. And it's always, yeah, it's all wooden floorboards
How
and stuff.
How fun for you, Gawndy.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying, to be honest. But yesterday morning, around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We hear this sort of...
Am I going to be creeped out by this?
Yeah.
What happened?
So we hear this sort of sound like a...
Yeah, like someone's moving around.
Or like that. It actually sounded like someone was strapping boxes up. It sounded like someone was...
Oh, like masking tape.
Yeah, like...
Masking tape.
Yeah. Like that sort of sound. Okay. Early in the morning, and we're like, God...
Someone's wrapping Christmas presents.
Someone's up early on a Saturday making noises again, because this happens a fair bit, you know, those sort of weird noises. And we went out, so that happened early yesterday morning. We had a thing planned yesterday. We went and did a wine tour.
Okay.
So we woke up, we were pretty annoyed by that. You know, we got woken up.
Exactly. On a Saturday.
So we got woken up early at 5 o'clock in the morning. We're like, oh, they're at it again, whoever's upstairs. And it's an old lady upstairs.
At the moment.
Oh,
no.
Renting out there.
Oh,
no. But we haven't met.
But you just know that she's
We just
up
know
there.
That they're up there because we get told. Anyway, so we go out for the day. We're a bit annoyed. We've gone to the wine tour and we've done our thing. We come back and we were sort of speculating all day what that noise could have been. We couldn't really work
so
it out.
So was it a couple of times or once?
It was consistent, but it was sort of spread out.
Okay.
As if someone was doing something up there.
But a few times enough that your girlfriend Jamie and you were both like, did you hear that?
Yeah, we're like, what could that be? Anyway, we come home from the wine tour about, I'd say, 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And I said, we should check if that noise is still happening. And we've gone into our room and it is.
What?
So the noise is still happening, the exact same creaky sort of noise. And my girlfriend Jamie goes, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Really?
Yeah.
What, she just had an instant...
Yeah, she said, this just doesn't seem right.
I get those too, where you just have a gut feeling.
Yeah, so I started to get that. I'm getting it now, the goosebumps type feeling. So I said, well, let's go knock on the door upstairs and see what the go is.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad? She had that bad of a feeling?
Well, it was a consistent noise, still going almost 8 to 10 hours later.
Okay.
So we go and knock on the door, bang, 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 no answer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we have to go in and check.
Check.
So we go back into our house and it's blocked off the stairway, but we can actually push the wooden block off up. And
so you can get up there.
You can get up there
if you really need to.
It's heavy. So I'm there and I've pushed it up. Jamie's crept underneath to get up into the thing.
So you pushed her in first?
Well, it's only a small gap.
Okay.
So she can't lift it and I can't fit through it. So I've pushed it.
Yeah.
She squeezed through.
Oh my God, I'm so scared for her right now.
And so am I. And so she's gone into the room where the noises are coming from.
Okay.
Open the door, and I'm sitting underneath the stairway waiting to hear what's going to happen. And she just says, call an ambulance. Call an ambulance now.
No.
Call an ambulance now.
Oh, my God.
So I've raced out the front.
Called 000.
Called the ambulance. A person has been laying there all day. Unconscious.
Unconscious, but she's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
And so our wine tour day turned from, we had a few drinks and whatever, and then it turned into this completely different scenario.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad that you guys checked.
Yeah. So then the ambulance came round, and it took them an hour to work out what was going on, and that was it. She went off and went to the
hospital.
Pretty crazy.
Have you heard any more?
No more. We don't know that person, so we're not really a contact, but I'm like, that is full on to think.
That is I would not have picked that that's what it would have been.
If we didn't sort of go up and check.
Who knows what
might have happened. They were so dehydrated and had been laying there.
Day.
And it was hot in the room.
You know what, like, it's crazy to me, the amount of times that that's happened and you guys would have just been like, oh, they're making noise again.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't have checked.
No, but we thought to at the end of the day, we have been told that they're going to be good.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
but lucky
God
we checked when we did.
Human instinct
I know.
Is amazing.
And it's after something like that happens, you sort of feel like we did something good yesterday. We actually saved a life.
We are technically heroes.
I mean, I don't know how many lives you saved over the weekend, but...
None.
You got some work to do, Bree.
Exactly. Bree and Gaundy, Nova 106.9. Gaundy, something you know about me for sure is that I have an online shopping problem.
That's true. We live together.
Exactly.
And on the regular, every couple of days, you'd get delivered something.
I like to get surprised with stuff that I've bought.
That you know is coming.
Exactly. But recently I saw this story that I was like, oh, I'm glad that's never happened to me before. But this lady has purchased a table and chairs off of eBay. Mm-hmm. And she got delivered these two big boxes of stuff like 2 days later. And she thought, great, obviously it's a flat pack. Have to put it together.
Yeah.
It wasn't a table and chairs. It was 200 tropical fish.
What? How does that... In what? Like a tank?
In like... So it was in like
flat
these
tank.
Like big like styrofoam boxes and they were all in separate bags, packaged.
Okay.
How? Who at eBay is going, right, table and chairs? This is, looks about right.
Yeah.
Who's getting that mixed up?
Well, I don't know. Is it the sort of thing where they've just got the orders mixed up? Like someone actually ordered those fish and they got the table? They're like, oh, where's my tropical fish?
More to the point, who's ordering 200 tropical fish online?
I don't know.
That's so strange.
Tropical fish look great. You know when you go to those restaurants and they've got the big tanks with all the fish?
They do look
Looks
good.
Looks pretty fancy.
Can you imagine if someone came over to that woman's house and she's like, oh, if you want to just come over and sit at the table, there's all these tropical fish in a tank. She's
so
like,
what does it say where the mix-up happened? What's the go?
Well, apparently they just said they apologised. They sent it to the wrong address.
Okay.
They got two orders mixed up.
Right.
But I was like, oh.
And what? So did they say, any chance we can get our fish back?
they wanted them back. Apparently they're worth a fortune.
Oh.
All
why
these
would you even?
Fish.
Why would you even tell eBay? Screw the table. Keep the fish.
Hell yeah! Win. Bree and Gaundy on Nova. You're right there giggling to yourself across the desk that whole song.
I'm just checking out this story. I don't know if you've seen this. There's a picture on your screen there in front
Holy
of you.
Hell.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Martin Ford.
He's a big unit.
For anyone that might have seen it this week, this guy is massive.
He's one of the biggest dudes I've seen.
Not fat, can we say? Though we're talking muscle.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of bodybuilder.
He makes Arnold Schwarzenegger look like a toothpick. This guy would use him as a toothpick. He's pretty big, isn't he? Apparently he can bench press. This guy can, leg press the weight of a small car.
That doesn't surprise me.
Just jump on there and do that.
Have you seen the size of those Hyundais lately?
He eats every single hour of the day.
Sounds about right.
But if you want to check him out, he's got 81,000 Instagram followers. Martin Ford. He's kicking off, I think, an acting career.
Oh, kind of like The Rock style.
I guess
slash
so, yeah.
Slash Arnold Schwarzenegger, I
guess.
Yeah,
so he's going to play those sort of big, scary characters.
Jason Statham roles.
Interesting story, this guy. I mean, he's 33 now, but when he was 19, you can see the comparison.
He's tiny.
He's like a skinny, tall guy.
Yeah, he's like a twig.
He got some injury playing cricket.
Okay.
And then decided to hit the gym and
All
get
right.
in there.
Jeez, he must have hit the gym a lot. Slash hit the gym that's called steroids.
Do you reckon that's not natural?
No.
You don't reckon?
Are you kidding me, Gaundy?
Well, I don't know.
I love how you just like benefit of the doubt. Oh, God, he must have done a lot of crunches.
Well, I don't know.
Come
are you sure?
On. Look at him.
Well, I don't want to mess with him in case this gets back to him.
He looks like he could eat a small child.
He could crush me, this guy.
He could.
They should bring him back to cricket, though, don't you reckon? The English, he's from England, this guy. They should bring him back to the English cricket team. Imagine he comes out.
Can you imagine that guy wearing one of those baggy hats?
Comes out, eats Michael Clarke.
Yep. And that's it. England win.
Bree and Gaundy, Nova 106.9. Something that I don't tend to bring up too often.
Oh, no.
I feel weird bringing it up, actually. But I need to for this story, yeah.
Okay.
2012.
Yeah.
Cleo, top 50.
Oh, listen.
Bachelor.
I don't like bringing it up, but...
How often have I brought it up?
Lots.
Never. Lots. I've never talked about
off
it.
Off air, lots of times.
Get out.
That's how you introduce yourself. Hi, Gaundy. Yep. Cleo Bachelor 2012 contestant.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me.
I was the only one that kept my shirt on.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, good for you.
Everyone else had their tops off.
Just work that personality, Gaundy.
Not me. It's all I got to work with. Just coming through the pages. But I was at the airport recently, and every year, I think the top 50 this year is out.
Okay.
And I like to see who's in the top 50.
Oh, you like to you keep know? Up with the times,
I like
do you?
To, yeah, see who's making the top 50 in 2015.
Yeah, who is it?
I can't remember any of them.
Oh, but, so they're not like big stars or anything?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Oh. There'd be ladies that know who they are.
Okay.
No, I just... Oh, anyway,
so
I'll
you're saying you're included in the big stars list. Is that what you're saying?
Come off it. I am not. I was a token invite.
Oh, of course you were.
But I came fourth. But...
did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, piss off.
No, I did. Got to watch. Anyway, so I'm at the airport the other day. Yeah. I grabbed the Cleo book and I see that they've named the top 50.
Okay.
I'm having a flick through.
Yep.
And I'm just there. I'm sort of having a look through the blokes and blah, blah, blah. And then I hear over my left-hand shoulder, some guy goes, "Good read, mate." And I turn around and it was this bikey-looking dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was,
oh, no.
It was this bikey-looking dude. And I was like, "Oh, hey, mate." And then I just said, "Oh."
Did your voice quiver like that? Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
And then trying to explain to him that I was in it in 2012 and that's why I was reading it.
You know what? Yeah. That's probably just going to make it worse. Bree and Gaundy on Nova. Now, look, I'm not going to say I'm the date Dr. Gaundy or I'm great at relationship advice, but I think I have a bit of a public service announcement that I need to bring up that I think is a good bit of advice if you've just started dating someone. Now, look, we all know, like, when you first start dating someone, they ask all kinds of questions, this and that, and you tell people a lot of personal information in those first, you know, couple of weeks when you're
it's like a job interview,
isn't
in
it?
A way.
It really is. And I thought this is one question where you just need to steer clear of it.
So don't ask it and don't answer it.
Exactly.
Okay, just what's the question?
Just keep it, you know, keep it mysterious.
Okay.
The number of people you've had a session with.
You've been with.
Exactly. The number, yeah, had your number. Every, you know,
yeah,
had
yeah, had okay, yeah, yeah.
The your number, you don't want to give that out.
Who's asking, though? You don't ask that, do you?
Oh, do you? People ask that. You haven't dated, like, serious, like, what, how long have you been with your girlfriend, Jamie?
Back on for close to two
years.
Yeah, 18
for
months,
For a while,
years.
And before that, you weren't really... Seriously,
oh, I was killing it.
Oh, whatever, Gaundy. No,
just joking.
But these days, like with Tinder and stuff like that, people ask that question.
I guess they do, yeah.
And I've figured out the hard way that it's best to just keep it a secret.
Why? Have you been asked?
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, once you get like further into your relationship, if you've already told them at the start and then you try and go back on your answer later on,
just lie and just stick to the lie. No, seriously. That might be bad advice, but you just say, oh.
Which you can, but Gaundy, you know, you need trust in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
But then I was thinking, what's your opinion, though? Because obviously, if you're going to lie about it, you can say whatever number you want.
Yeah.
Do you go too high or do you go lower? Like, what's the perfect number?
What do you mean too high? Well, like so you're bragging, you go, oh, God, probably 700?
No, but like for a girl, right, obviously if you say a lot, most guys are going to be like, I don't like that. That's not attractive.
Okay.
But then if you say not very many, then they'll go, oh, what's wrong with it?
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think
no,
that?
No, I don't think so.
See, here we go. What would you rather? If you started dating a new, like this new person, what would you like their number to be?
Zero.
You're the only one ever. That has ever been with this girl before.
I don't want to think about
life.
Anything else or anyone else.
She's not a used vehicle, Gaundy.
Got nothing
She's
to do with it.
New.
Here's Troye Sivan with Wild.
Bree and Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
Just after 8 for your Sunday morning. Hopefully it's off to a good one for you. If you know anyone that's been to or had a themed wedding...
Oh, that's not nice.
You're not into it?
Nah, it's not nice. It's not different. It's
I saw one on TV. It was like a Shrek wedding and everyone went to Shrek
Why
characters.
Why are you doing that? Don't. How much do you like Shrek?
A lot, obviously.
Honestly. I can imagine there'd be heaps of Harry Potter weddings.
Yes, that's one. I've been invited to one, which I'll tell you about next.
How exciting. Do you have to dress up?
It's not Harry Potter.
Okay.
And it's not Shrek.
Ooh. Well, that's narrowed it down. What could it be, Gordy?
I'll let you know next. But 13, 24, 10, if you've ever considered it, if it's ever come up in a conversation
maybe
where...
Maybe you've had one.
After you've proposed
the
and then
shot.
The lady that you proposed to said, what about if we had a theme wedding?
And then you wizards?
And then you... took away that engagement ring because you thought it was a stupid idea.
And you ran. You ran for the hills. Bree and Gordy
on Nova. So we just put the call out there for themed weddings on 13, 24, 10. We'll be honest, didn't get any calls.
That's because no one's doing
exactly.
it, Gordy.
No one's keen to do a themed wedding. But I've been invited to one and it got sent out last week around Halloween.
Who is this person?
And they said, in 2016, we'd like to get married. Mm-hmm. Halloween 2016 dress up Halloween wedding.
Are they kidding? No. Oh, makes me cringe. I don't like it.
How's this going to play out? Are you going to have a bride with blood all over her and some fake knife sticking out of her
neck? Dead bride. Like that. A zombie bride.
A zombie bride.
Zombie
See,
bride.
Now you're
now
about
I'm
that.
On board.
You like
yeah.
that. You'd do like a Walking Dead wedding or
exactly.
something. You love that show.
Not for a wedding, though.
No, no, no. It's your special day.
Exactly.
You don't want to look back in your pictures and you've got your head half cut off.
Someone goes, oh, you look a bit tired and dead.
Dead. Big year, was it?
I lost weight, though, for that.
But, yeah, so I'm just wondering, like, I don't know what to go as for a Halloween wedding
so
in 2016.
That means you can go as anything.
I guess, yeah, as long as it's Halloween style.
Go as your lamp costume that we discussed last
That's
weekend.
That's right. Go dressed up as a lamp.
As a lamp, simple.
I looked up the top costumes for Halloween.
Oh,
and for
this
the guys,
is interesting. Yeah.
For the guys, one of the top ones was Where's Wally?
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going as to our Christmas party.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where's Wally?
Well, where's Wally's girlfriend?
Girlfriend, okay. Yeah. But I thought, you don't want the groom rocking up as Where's Wally?
You don't.
Because you won't be able to find him.
Exactly, and then people will think he's done a runner. Oh, no.
Where is Wally?
I don't know. His name's actually Wally.
No, he literally just hasn't turned up to his own wedding.
They're like, good one. Good one, but where is he?
No, you're sticking to it.
No, but seriously. Can't find him. Bree and Gordy on Nova. Gordy, something's going on these days within the adult community, and it's probably the lamest thing that I've seen for a while. And your girlfriend is actually a culprit.
Okay.
She's involved.
What's
in
she
it.
Doing?
Your girlfriend Jamie the other day.
Yeah.
I was sitting with her, and she pulls out this book, and I said, "What is that?"
Yeah.
She goes, "Oh, that's my colouring in book."
Yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? She goes, yeah, adult colouring in. It's all the rage.
Yeah, apparently it's good for stress relief and
it's
stuff.
It's good for, to relieve stress and stuff. But I read more into it because I was like, what is this adult colouring in? Who is doing this? Apparently a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's been the best sellers, like on Amazon and all the bookstores for the past couple of months.
Yeah. Jamie pulled out her book the other day and she wanted me to get involved.
What, you guys could colour in together?
Yeah, she said, sit down with me and do some colouring in. I said, oh, nah, I think I'm just going to go, I don't know, jump on Facebook or something like anyone else.
I think I'm just going to go, like, do some adult things.
Yeah, I said, no, I'm not keen. She goes, no, it's all right. Like, I'll do this hard adult one. And she goes, I've got you a kid's one.
You need to do the beginner stuff first.
So you can do that if you want. I said, no, I'm not interested. I feel like it's a waste of time.
Do you reckon?
Because, other than stress relief, what are you doing?
Making yourself look weird.
I think,
out a colouring in book.
I mean, if you're going to put some time and effort into it, get good and then enter some kids' colouring in competitions. That they do around Brisbane.
That is actually a great idea.
And win yourself some prizes.
You could win some great prize packs.
Yep.
And go to just, KFC, enter theirs.
Yeah.
They've
and just,
got a few on.
Just say it was like your 7-year-old niece and then send her in to pick up the prizes.
That's actually genius.
I was on a flight recently and I turned around and this is the first time I ever noticed that adults were doing the colouring in. And since then I've seen it, like it has blown up.
Yeah, it has really.
And there was this lady, she was colouring in, she was sort of like two seats behind me. And I said to Jamie, I was like, oi, get a look at this crazy lady, she's colouring in her book. But since then, we spoke about it on our Saturday show, this topic.
Did you?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we got people calling in and they love it.
Really? Because I was thinking, you know, it's obviously something you do as a kid and you do it a lot. And then I was thinking, what are some other stuff? Because we could get rich here, Gordy.
Mm.
Some other things we could bring back that people did as kids.
Like what? How do we get rich?
We could go down to New Farm Park and just hold a big game of Tiggy.
Yep.
You know, a couple of dollars to enter, stuck in the mud.
I still don't see how that's going to make us rich, but yeah.
You know, but then, you know, if you do stuff when like that you did as a kid now, you just look strange in every aspect, you know. You can't do that kind of stuff.
When I was a kid, I used to, you know those silk boxes?
Yeah.
That you wear, you meant
oh,
to wear.
Oh, yeah, the ones from Crazy Class.
Yeah, or just silky boxes.
Yeah.
And it, by the way, if you're an adult wearing silky boxes, you should stop, but... I used to wear them as shorts.
Okay.
I just thought.
No,
they were,
you didn't.
I thought they were fancy silky shorts. And my dad let me as a kid walk around in my fancy silky boxes.
And your Ugg boots.
Yeah, I should bring that back. Just get around in my silks.
Don't do that.
What?
It was not cool when you were doing it in the first place.
It's not a bad look.
No.
They're so comfy. So silky.
I bet they are.
Up against the, you know. Up against
oh,
the,
yeah, I know yeah. what you're talking about. That's not nice.
That
Gordon,
feels great.
That's horrible.
It feels good for stress relief.
Really?
Just like colouring
I've
in.
I've heard that is. Yeah. Great. Bree and
Gordy on Nova. I'm not someone who claims to know a whole lot about beauty products.
Okay.
But I think we spoke about Milky Foot. Remember Milky Foot, where you put your feet in that bag?
And then it, all your skin peels off.
And it peels your feet. So that's, to me, that's an extreme beauty regime. But people do it. We got sent some Milky Feet. Remember we got sent that?
I didn't end up doing it.
My feet couldn't fit in the bag. But we left it out here and people snapped them up.
Yeah, they were gone in a second.
Gone.
Who's using
people
those?
People loved them to you know, get the dead skin off their feet. And then I was watching TV the other day and I think you've seen this ad because when we lived together, I think we briefly spoke about it.
Okay.
But I saw it on TV again and I thought, what is that? Get to listen to what they're selling.
We're celebrating in style today because it's official. Dragon's Blood is our fastest selling skincare trend. Dragon's Blood is the anti-aging miracle, so powerful you can actually see it working.
So I was like, Dragon's Blood?
Can I just point out, dragons aren't real.
Where do they get this dragon's blood? I thought it might be the blood of a lizard, maybe?
A Komodo dragon.
Something like that. Who's wrestling these dragons to get this stuff for face cream?
Because they're poisonous.
Are they?
Yeah.
Komodo dragons.
Yeah. They got poisonous, like, in there.
Poison.
Whatever that is.
I love you trying to get the technical side of it.
In their saliva.
But I think, as I listened more, I found out that it was actually, there's a tree, I think, called the dragon's blood tree. It's the blood.
Sure there is.
It's the blood of the tree. And the only place you can find this thing, Bree.
Let me guess. I know where it is. In the Amazon.
Deep in the Amazon.
The rich red sap of the dragon's blood tree lies deep in the Amazon rainforest.
Deep in the Amazon rainforest. Whose job is it for this skincare company to go deep into the Amazon and get the blood of this dragon tree?
Can you imagine when they like, it's like job description. You go into Seek, you go down, you go, oh, what's this for? Beauty products. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can do beauty products. Type it in. Requirements. Go deep in the Amazon and get blood from the dragon's blood tree.
Or if you're out and someone says, oh, so what do you do? Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I go deep in the Amazon and I get the blood from this tree. You may have seen it. They sell it on the morning show. That's me.
Looks great on my resume.
It looks really good. Brian
Gondy, Nova 106.9. Gondy, what are the rules and stuff about, like, engagement rings and, like, what's the deal? In terms of...
That's a pretty big...
No, but what's the deal in terms of, I mean, if you break up with someone, obviously, before you get married, or if it doesn't work out, what's the go?
Oh, I think it depends on the terms of the breakup.
Okay. That's actually makes sense. You mean as in who breaks up with who, what happens?
If I propose to you, right?
Okay.
And then in that time, we're about to get married,
yep.
And then I cheat on you,
yes.
And that's why we break up. I think you should be able to keep the ring. I mean, I wouldn't be happy about it. I'd still want the ring, but...
You'd get me a cheap ring but anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's so true. But I can understand why you'd want to keep the ring, because you'd go, I'll stuff him. He cheated on me.
I get to keep it.
But if you call off the engagement...
Yes.
You're not keeping that ring.
You need to give it back.
Hell no. Give me the ring.
It's
I don't care how
case.
Cheap it is.
One of my friends actually is going through this at the moment.
Ooh, juicy.
I know.
This is good.
And I don't want to mention her name because it's actually, it's pretty full on.
So what is the situation? He's proposed?
He has proposed. They were together for a long time, 4 years I think they dated. And he proposed to her and she said yes and was, you know, excited and happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been engaged for like, I think a year. And turns out he's been cheating on her.
Right.
And she's uncovered this. And apparently it's not just once or whatever. She's uncovered quite a lot of information.
Okay.
That's screaming that he's cheated on her. Anyway, she confronted
him. Is she 100%?
She's 100%. She's got it in black and white. And he's actually confessed and said that, yeah, it's true.
Okay.
But he wants to work it out and still get married. And she has said, no, I don't want to get married to you anymore.
Fair
like,
enough.
This is over. It's off. But she came to me and she said, you know, do I have to give the ring back? And I said straight away, no.
Does she want to keep the ring? Because it's one of those things as well where you go, you're a pig, take your stupid ring back.
Exactly.
And get stuffed.
Exactly. It's kind of like a gesture saying, I don't want anything to do with you. Here's your damn ring.
Does she think it's an expensive ring?
It's pretty expensive.
Could you take it down to Cashies and get some cash?
She could get some pretty good dough for it.
That's what I'd be doing.
Exactly. Because you don't want to keep that thing. It's like a bad aura, bad karma.
Oh, no, don't keep it.
Yeah.
It's all about the cash. Definitely sell it.
Go cash it in.
Make some money.
Exactly.
I mean, if he cheated on me, that's...
That's exactly what I would do, Bree. I'd go down to Cash Converters.
Can I ask, so what is she actually going to do? I know she asked for your advice.
Yeah.
And you said keep the ring. What is she saying to you that she will do either way?
She thinks she's going to give it back. Because she wants to, exactly like you said, she wants to be that person that's like, take your stupid ring and take everything with you. I don't want anything to do with you.
Okay.
And I was like, can you give the ring to me and I'll go cash it in?
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
Justin Bieber with Sorry. Nova 106.9 with Bree and Gaundy. You see he's back in the news again today.
Is he?
Yeah. For being a bit of a dick.
What's he doing?
Oh, he was at a restaurant. And something's not gone to plan for him.
Okay.
And he's got up and kicked the chair over and walked out.
Chucked a tantrum.
Yeah, and someone's got it on video.
A Bieber tantrum.
You can't get away with anything when you're him, can you? Someone's always got a camera on you.
Can you imagine every time you have like a mental snap?
Yeah.
Which we all have them.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real. We all have those moments.
But I don't get up and kick a chair at a restaurant and walk out either,
no,
you know?
No, you definitely
so
don't.
So that's just him being a dick.
But everything in his world would be heightened, you know? Nothing would be normal.
Oh, look, I'm not judging because if I was him, I'd be a massive douche. If I was 50...
I mean, look at you now and you still are.
I mean, I'm poor and I'm still
are. Exactly. You're poor. You don't even have any money or fame and you still are.
Imagine if I was him, I'd be just through the roof.
It'd be royal douche.
Justin Bieber style. Have you seen... Like, and you were just talking off air about when you had a go at the people for not clapping in time. Was that it? Well,
no,
I was singing
was
the
at,
wrong part of his
it was,
song.
It was at the concert and he was like down the front and he was trying to like move something.
Yeah.
And all like the girls were obviously going ballistic because he's putting his hands down and they were all grabbing onto his hands. And he's like, let me just do this. And he like had a bit of a snap and then they just continued to touch him. And he goes, right,
that's
I'm
it.
Not doing it.
I'm walked
out.
Out.
I'm not doing it.
He's never grown up, has he? He's still that like kid that has a tantrum.
He is.
That's
he's
the
still
problem.
A little kid.
A bit like Michael Jackson style. You know, Michael Jackson sort of never... really grew up, I guess they get stuck in that. They don't have to
minute,
do anything adult, that's why.
Exactly. Next minute, Justin Bieber buys Neverland.
Oh, he goes full MJ.
Goes full MJ.
What do you think of the whole Christian thing? That not Christian thing. What's the church that Justin's involved in?
He's not Scientology.
Is he Scientology?
No. Is he? I don't think
he is.
No,
it's not Scientology.
No, it's Baptist.
No, it's not Baptist. Baptist isn't the right one
either.
I know
the one you're talking about because he was
it
here
came
in
here.
Sydney.
It came here to Australia.
Oh, what is it? Holy something.
And everyone said...
Holy Spirit? I think that's
no,
the
No, it's definitely not Holy Spirit. Miriam, if Miriam knows, she can jump on and help us out. But it's funny how...
Yeah, guys, it's Hillsong.
That's
Hillsong.
It.
Hillsong. Nailed it, Miriam.
Dang. I knew I was close.
Oh, thank God I'm here.
Thank you, Miriam. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Miriam. She's
thanks,
coming
Miriam.
Up after nine. People say, oh, he's gone to church now. He's a changed man.
Exactly.
You know, he's better now that he's gone to church. I had a chat about this to one of my mates recently. My mate said... This is a quote from my mate. He goes, oh, mate, just because he goes to church doesn't make him a Christian and a good person. He goes, just because I go to a Mexican restaurant doesn't make me a Mexican. I was like...
Because that's the exact same thing. Your friend, genius.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.